In this episode, we hear from Danny in her own words. This episode contains material on gender transitioning. If this could cause concern for you, please contact Transfolk WA, TransHub, and or Transforming Families. Links in the show notes. Please take care of yourselves and your loved ones.
My name is Danny and I'm a 46-year-old transgender woman. I grew up in Kalgoorlie with two younger brothers and one sister. When we were 10 years old, we moved to Perth, which was a real big culture shock, moving from a small Kalgoorlie country at the time to a larger city. It was when I was 10 years old, we were up here, and I started getting bounced around from primary school to primary school. And when I was 14, I noticed I was a bit different, and I had what was now known as gender dysphoria. But back then, it was just, they'd say, you know, he just liked to dress up, he's just a bit queer, for lack of a better word. As a teen, I'd constantly have to hide this from my friends and family. I'd constantly wear big, thick shirts and jackets. I'd make sure my bra wouldn't be seen, and wear shorts and pants with drawstrings so that no one would pull them down, which was my fear of being exposed, not something that was actually happening. It was something I'd built up in my head to, I guess, to help me hide the fact and make it more acceptable to me. The car accident in 2017 was a turning point in my life. It was a horrific crash, and I was broken nearly every bone in my body. When the paramedics were trying to put me into the helicopter, I refused assistance. I kept trying to undo my shirt and trying to take off my bra with basically broken collarbones, broken arms, cracked ribs. And I don't really remember much of this. I remember waking up in the hospital. I was more worried about them exposing the fact that I wore women's lingerie than I was about my injuries. Well, anyway, 6 days after waking up in hospital, I couldn't shake the smell of rusty sort of iron blood sort of smell, and it was basically the sweat in my hair. So I asked them to shave my head because I just couldn't stand the smell. I couldn't sit up past 30 degrees, so I couldn't brush my own hair. While they were shaving my head, they came across four to four and a half centimetre shards of windscreen glass impaled in the top of my head. Now, this had been 5 days after I'd been admitted. It's left me with a slight brain impairment. I have trouble with cognitive thought. After 9 weeks of rehabilitation, there was nothing they could do to help me. I was so badly damaged, I just had to lay there and wait for my body to knit itself back together. And after the 9 weeks, I had to learn to walk again. And then moving back home, out into Norseman, which was middle of nowhere, I couldn't get any help. So I had to move to Mandurah. As I was told, I'd receive better medical assistance up here. After being here for 5 years, I'm still stuck here and not getting any assistance. Three of them 5 years, I was a volunteer. This is where I first met Shah from Kin. Now, Shah saw I had an untapped talent in me, and I couldn't see it in myself, although she could somehow. And she led me to be open to learning new things. She offered me training and basically taught me that there was a better way. So I ended up becoming Kin's first trans ambassador. During this time, I also started my Certificate 3 in Community Services, where I've met a great network of people from all walks of life, some with disabilities, some without, some going through hell, some just there to pass the time and get their Centrelink. In my ambassador role, it's the helping others in my own community I've grown to really enjoy. I've also recently taken on my 14-year-old niece full-time, as I didn't feel there was enough opportunities for her growing up in Southern Cross, so I wanted her up here with me, which has added a whole new list of challenges to my life. I've never looked after another human before, so this is an interesting time. Being a Guinea ambassador has given me a purpose in an otherwise mundane life and also taught me how to reword my tragic story to empower other people. It has also given me more self-worth and taught me to take care of myself as it helping everyone else. If I don't take care of myself, I can't be 100% to offer 100% to those in need. And I am very thankful to Kin for this, and I am proud to be one of their new ambassadors.
If this episode has raised concerns for you, please contact Transfolk WA, TransHub, and or Transforming Families. Links in the show notes. Please take care of yourselves and your loved ones. This has been a JM Podcasting Services production. Link in the show notes.